Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Perek Nun Aleph, the 51st chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. This chapter is about the unlikely redemption of Yerushalayim. It actually happens to be the text for two Haftaras, and it's very much apropos the time of year that we're at right now, which is the time of the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven Haftaras of resolution, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us comfort. So it actually, the first part of this Perek is the end of the Haftarah of Akev, and the last part of it is the Haftarah of Shoftim. So really, two of the Nevuos of Nechemta, of Yeshayahu, a lot of the Prakim that we're about to do in the last 14, that we're going to be doing, the last 15, are going to be focusing around Geula and Yeshua. So let's start at the very beginning. The first section really runs for the first 8 Psukim, where he talks about the unlikely odds of Geula. And he says in the famous words, as Shreki has a song which is based on these words, Shimu Eli Rodfei Tzedek Mevakshe Hashem Habitu El Tzur Chutzavtem. He says, listen to me, those who pursue justice, and this can be very much the theme of this perek, those who pursue justice, work out where your quarry is. Where were you hewn from? Says Yeshayahu. Look back to who it is, and that is Avram and Sarah. Avram and Sarah were the patriarch and matriarch of our nation, because I blessed them. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to say, in the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nicham Hashem Tziom, Nicham Kol Chorvo Aseha. That Hashem is going to now give comfort to all the destruction and turn its Midbar into an Eden, turn Jerusalem into a Garden of Eden. What we're witnessing today, that remarkable resurgence of Jerusalem, Hashem is going to turn that around. And of course this resonates with us when we say, Amakom Yanachem Eschem V'soch Shara Avelitzim Yerushalayim to Avelim. This is the Pasuk which is actually responding to that, Ki Nicham Hashem Tzion, that Hashem is going to comfort Zion. That's exactly what he's talking about metaphorically. This is what a powerful idea, and it'll be so palpable, so it'll be so miraculous that it'll be that Sason de Simcha Yimotze Bo, there'll be joy and happiness to be found in it in Jerusalem. Toida Kol Zimra, this thanksgiving and the voice of song. Thanksgiving, of course, as the Metzulas points out, because of all the miracles that came to the point of Yerushalayim being in our hands once again. Then Yeshayahu closes the section by describing begging those who search for justice to wait for Mashiach, because Mashiach is just around the corner, and when he comes, justice and Torah will be proclaimed to the whole world. And he says, justice is almost here. Everyone's looking, everybody's waiting, it's coming. He even describes how we should turn our eyes to the heavens and see the celestial battles, meaning to say the spiritual battles of the angels of the nations waging war against us as they are vanquished in the metaphysical realm and hence in the physical realm as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then reminds us, don't pay attention to those who curse us, those who say that the Geula is not coming, those who say it's been too long, those who say we were rejected, because Hashem will consume them, burn them up like cloth burning, and Hashem's justice will be forever. Very, very powerful section. Why is it that we're turning back to Avram and Sarah? What is the point of them being the metaphor of this section of waiting for redemption? So there are a few ways of looking at this. The Metzudos points out that Avram and Sarah were always trailblazers. They meaning they lived in the world where nobody believed in the monotheism that they believed in. Nonetheless, they proclaimed the truth they believed, irrespective of the fact that nobody cared about them or their beliefs. They were strong enough to stand their ground. So he says in the same way, we are going to stand our ground despite the nations of the world proclaiming otherwise, despite the fact that every nation in the world which is committing genocide is not looked at, and Israel happens to, you know, lift up a gun in a direction which is upsetting to some minorities in the area, and Israel is criticized. Everyone will claim the double standards or moral code against us. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we are Avram and Sarah. Hashem upholds us because we are trailblazers. On the other hand, the Chidah points out in his Pirush on Tanakh called the Chomas Anach, a beautiful idea, and he says, sometimes when you look at Avram and Sarah, you say, look, God told them that they would be his children of destiny, but ultimately they didn't have a child. In the end of the day, they couldn't have children. So how could they be his children of destiny in the end? It doesn't make sense. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu nonetheless turned them around and took and renewed the youth of Sarah and Avraham to create destiny through them. He says, sometimes you look at the Jewish people as the Nimshal, and you look at them and you say, ah, They don't stand a chance. Well, what good are they going to stand? They're too old. They're a wannabe. They're no longer relevant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what they thought about Avram and Sarah. Remember that it's not going to happen to you. The next section In the Perek is a short section from Pasuk Tes to Pasuk Yud Aleph, in which Yeshayahu prays to Hashem. Notice that if you look at this Perek, there are lots of doubles, and a lot of the words over here are going to be the format later on for Rav Alkabetz's Lechadoidi. He starts, Uri, Uri, Livshi Oiz. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, wake up, and wear your brazenness, your strength. Uri, Kimei Kedem, Doros Olamim. Wear your strength like you did in the old days, like you vanquished Egypt. So too over here. Come, Ufduya Hashem Yeshuvu Nevoh Tzion Berina. Another song which we know. Just as in those days, You came and you allowed us out to the times when you vanquished Egypt. Vanquish our enemies now and allow our refugees to return to Jerusalem. It's interesting. The Malbim says that this is actually an argument in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael are arguing. Bnei Yisrael are saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to bring your redemption. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, but you don't deserve it yet. This seems to be the argument that's occurring right over here. It is fascinating that there's a story about Rav Soloveitchik, the altar of Soloveitchik, the Beis HaLevi, who was asked by a number of people to become the Rav of the town of Brisk. And he declined, he demurred, he denied, he was not interested in becoming the Rav. And finally at the meeting, they said to him, they said, Rav Soloveitchik, there are 10,000 Jews in Brisk who are waiting for you and need you. And he says, you know what? If there's 10,000 Jews who are waiting for me, I surely have to answer that call. And then he cried. And he said, if it would be true, if I, a lowly Rav, could come to the town of Brisk for 10,000 people because they're waiting for me, he says, then surely if there were 10,000 Jews who are waiting for Mashiach, surely Mashiach would have come. Surely Mashiach would have listened. Maybe we're not waiting. Maybe we're not anticipating in the same way. That's what the Beis HaLevi said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Yeshayahu's prayer. From Pasuk Yud Beis to Pasuk Tes Zayin. In the section he says, in the, again double, Anochi, Anochi hu menachem chem. Hashem says, I'm going to comfort you. And he turns to the Tzaddikim and he says, what do you have to worry about? Don't think about the human oppressors that have you, that have something against you. They're going to wither. They're going to disappear. Sometimes people forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation and they worry there's going to be a siege that's coming tomorrow, he says. And the siege doesn't come because they're humans and I control humans. He turns and talks about how the exiled one, Bnei Yisrael, will no longer wander, and the one who's deathly ill and impoverished and hungry will no longer die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when people don't trust in Hashem, why don't you? Hashem changes the world. Hashem is the one who sets up the foundations of the world. Because Hashem says there's going to come a time when I'm going to place the Torah in your mouth and people will see through your actions and through your return that they'll say, Lemor Tzion Amiata. Then when you do that, then you'll understand who my nation is and when Tzion will be vanquished, which means it will be returned to its splendor. Which means to say, if you think about this for a moment, that ultimately, in whose hand is the key of redemption? It's not in Hashem's hand, it's in our hand. That's what Hashem is saying to us. It's up to us. Finally, the last section of this chapter is from Yozayin to the very end at Chof Gimel, where Yeshayahu now turns to Yerushalayim and charges Yerushalayim and says, his oiri, kumu, kumi Yerushalayim. Wake up, Yerushalayim. Notice the doubles in all the charges into his prayer and Hashem's response in his charge to Yerushalayim. He says, for too long you've drank the cup of bitterness, the cup of the dregs, of poison, of exile. He says, none of your children could lead you because they were dying in the streets or suffering from famine, suffering from pillaging. And he talks about how, shtayim hena korai sayach, two terrible things happened to you. Describing all the terrible things that happened, the shoyd, the shever, the pillaging, the shever, the brokenness, the disease. That's the city, and he goes on to say, so listen now, Hashem will remove that cup that you've been drinking up to now. You drank so much of Yerushalayim. You've been desolate for so many years. Hashem will give that cup to your enemies. They will drink it, and then you can spread yourself out to your body again, Yerushalayim, for your children to return on your back to the Chutzos Yerushalayim. That's what the ultimate redemption is going to be. What is this double suffering? What is this, you know, that shtayim koroi sichos? The Malbim says basically in the Pesukim, if you look, there's the michutz umibifnim. There's a suffering outside, which is the sword from the outside. Umibifnim is the weakness and the illness from inside. On both fronts, that's what Yerushalayim is confronted. I wonder if perhaps it even means longer term about the two destructions of Yerushalayim, which Yeshayahu perhaps is prophetically hinting to over here, even though he lived before both of them. When I think about these episodes, it makes me think about the time when the old city in 1948 and the war in 1948 was conquered by the Jordanians. And upon conquering the old city and their very valiant effort to protect it, they found that there were only just a few dozen soldiers left to actually fight and defend it. And they were so embarrassed. The Arab Legion was so so embarrassed that there were so few defenders that they actually took the inhabitants, all men inhabitants of the old city. You know, men, the Tzadikei Yerushalayim for Doros, they took them, about 300 of them, to parade through Amman because they were so embarrassed that it would just be so few people. And we think about that moment of destruction. Sometimes we forget that because in 1967, we witnessed the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the return of Yerushalayim. But let's remember that moment not so long ago, just 70 years ago, where the old city was taken from us once again. And we witnessed destruction, we witnessed killing, witness desolation where we couldn't come back to it. That's real. That's what it's about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. I will be the one to redeem you. And Rashi says, why is it that I'll be the one to redeem you and give you comfort? Because there is no other nation that has ever suffered so much like Israel, and there's no city which has suffered so much like Yerushalayim. For any city to give comfort to Yerushalayim, it is only me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will be able to give you the comfort, and we are witnessing that. Witness the Geula Shleima b'Mehar V'Yameinu. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.